Sunday morning, Boulder High hosted Indigenous peoples, past and present, by acknowledging that the land where we live today is the territory of the Arapaho people. The survivors were forced out of Colorado to reservations in Wyoming and Oklahoma, where most Arapaho live today.
Hands off, please.
In our daily lives, let us remember that the Boulder Valley is home to the Arapaho people and to many other tribes that also camped, hunted, and trade here for centuries. Native people of many indigenous nations live here today. We had the honor to listen to a talk by Dr. Doreen E. Martinez.
It's a beautiful day in Colorado in which we could be in the mountains, we could be on the trails, we could be in so many other spaces, right? But we're here, and I really do think that that means a lot in terms of showing for the people what does it mean to be here. And I think that there's an emphasis on that in terms of what does it mean for the people of Boulder, the people of Boulder County, our indigenous peoples locally, our indigenous peoples from, again, Oklahoma with the southern Arapaho, Wyoming with the northern Arapaho. It's a lot of people showing up. That tells us the importance of this regarding not just the relationships that we're building, but really seeking to take the Boulder County and the Boulder City's commitments to task. Like, let's get some of these things done in which we have said it's more than just welcome home and let's have lunch together. We need to start really looking at how do we push getting tangible things accomplished that have been promised by the city and the county. And I think that's one of the things that this day does too, kind of brings that back. This is the second year. So what did we do since last year as a city and as a county in this regard? And I think this is one of the ways in which we come back to those things, those promises. The difficulty that we have had in indigenous communities is that we tend to be understood as this historic past, and our histories are important, but they're living. So this is why we want to do a day like this, to bring us back to that living history, but as contemporary people. We're contemporary people. So there was a number of other things in which I offered in this morning's talk to reflect that. It isn't just about, you know, at some level, even just renaming certain things. I think that those things are important in terms of what are we doing. But you can't welcome, it's difficult to be welcomed back yet only for a day. And I think that that's one of the other things that a day and the activities around today are seeking to do. We have to move past the rhetoric and the niceness of like, oh, we're going to build partnerships, but it only happens in a day, or it only happens symbolically. And I think that part of our conversation this morning, even around building allies, is how do we leverage some of the power and the structures that are here so that the welcome back is actually more than just, you know, you're here for a day, okay, go home. You know, this is our home. And these are the homes of the indigenous peoples in this area, whether it's the Arapaho, the Cheyenne, the Ute. We have to do more. I think that we're taking these steps to push the more that we have to do, and whether it's literally curriculum, whether it's a land base that's here that indigenous peoples can actually come to. Again, curriculum issues, but resource issues, the land that's an open space, how are you using those resources so that it feels like it's actually much more of a welcome home, because you are integrating values and not just this idea of a historic kind of mention in a museum. Yeah, and it replicates that too much.
Hands off, please.
The amount of youth engagement and activism that we have. So there's a way in which I want to be really careful of not placing them in this same victimhood, because I feel like that actually is one of the ways in which the country still wants to place any indigenous peoples or marginalized peoples as just this victim. And so even the one video that I mentioned this morning, more than that, they literally respond to that. It's like, we're not just these victims, we're more than that. The youth environmental activists that are heavily engaged today, here, we have some of them here. We actually had some people speaking in Denver recently. People know this is our futures. And so I think that that's actually one of the things that's really striking about our youth is that they're not doing this just for them. They're actually doing it for all our futures. But I do think that there is a number of things that nations have done to foster that, you know, whether it literally is, you know, cultural reemergence programs, revitalization programs. There has been this return to indigenous ways of being in nations and in urban environments. I think here we are pretty much in an urban environment in which you have a number of youth activists here who understand, like, yeah, I live in these urban places, but I'm indigenous and this means something to me. So we are going to take that space. I think that work around expression, so videos actually have become really popular, music, you know, we have rap, hip hop on the res and coming from res spaces. You have artists, you have literally, there's a program here today that looks at even using photography as a way that youth are representing themselves. There really has been this groundswell, and I feel like we're finally opening up those spaces where our youth are the voices and they have their own voices. So I made reference to even our little ones, but our, you know, they're the wise ones. And I think that all too often we followed a certain trajectory where we only allowed youth or children space that tended to be much more limited and contained and controlled. And their power and their energy, I've talked to a number of them, and they recognize that they're on their grandparents', you know, shoulders, and that they're continuing legacies and continuing traditions, and that has become really important to them versus just this way in which other people have expected them to be. Understanding of living with the land is, let's not destroy it. You know, and I think that that's actually one of the things in which our youth are really recognizing. You know, and at some level, unfortunately, you know, we have a number of indigenous youth, and I would actually say it's not just indigenous youth. You've mentioned Greta, she's Swedish, you know, but they've seen the consequences of the neglect of land, of treating land just as a resource, of abusing land, of only doing greed and individualism and capitalism. They really have witnessed that. So I think we are also in a situation in which we're asking, you know, our indigenous peoples and populations ourselves around how to fix all this. And I think we're also realizing it's a big issue to try to fix this. But fundamentally, we know, like, if we treat with respect, so this way in which, like, we know how to deal, we know how to work with the land or be in the land, a part of that is just really understanding that it's our responsibility, which is very different than also it's just our choice. If you see taking care of things as a responsibility, we have a different focus on it. So I think that there is a value of, again, certain ways in which we've come to realize just the amount of hardship we have to endure because, you know, we have uranium mining and cancer rates, and we have higher mortality rates in terms of overall life expectancy, infant mortality. We have a number of these things that are very real. People know this. They're their brothers, their sisters, their aunts, their uncles. It's ways in which we now have, you know, generations that are dealing with diabetes because they've been forced to change the ways in which we lived. And I think those are the things in which more and more understanding, and there's a certain, there is a power around that I feel like the youth are capturing. And that, you know, that I had mentioned it in the talk this morning, power in itself isn't bad. It's about how you use that power. And I think when we use that power for the collective, we use that power for our futures, in which that's where I think our indigenous youth are really stepping into. And the more that we can support and facilitate that, I think is our duty also.
For KGNU, Rosana Longo.